This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. United States officials said Friday the U.S. military has left Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan after nearly 20 years. The facility was the center of the war to oust the Taliban and hunt down the al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. Two officials say the airfield was entirely handed over to Afghan forces. One of the officials also says the U.S. top commander in Afghanistan, General Austin S. Miller, quote, still retains all the capabilities and authorities to protect the forces. Protesters have toppled statues of Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II in the Canadian city of Winnipeg as anger grows over the discovery of remains of hundreds of children in unmarked graves at former Indigenous schools. A crowd chanted, quote, no pride in genocide before pulling down the statues of the monarchs. The action took place on Canada Day on Thursday, when traditionally celebrations take place across the country. However, many cities scrapped events this year as the scandal over the Indigenous children, as many Canadians confront their colonial history. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the day would be, quote, a time for reflection. Almost 1,000 unmarked graves have been found at former residential schools in British Columbia and Saskatchewan that were mainly run by the Catholic Church and funded by the government. For 165 years and as recently as 1996, the schools separated Indigenous children from their families, subjecting them to malnourishment and physical and sexual abuse in what a commission called, quote, cultural genocide in 2015. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Friday that COVID-19 tests should be carried out in schools even when no cases have been detected to avoid the, quote, harmful effects of remote learning. Screenings in schools have previously only been recommended if a cluster of cases had been identified, but the WHO now believes PCR or rapid antigen tests should be given in the absence of symptoms among students and staff. The WHO's regional director for Europe said, quote, the summer months offer a valuable window of opportunity for governments to put in place the right set of measures that will keep infection rates down and avoid resorting to school closures. He added that closing schools has harmful effects on education, social, and mental well-being of children and youth, saying we can't allow the pandemic to rob children of their education and development, and has repeatedly called for countries in the WHO's Europe region to address dropout rates and health effects linked to distance learning. For the UN agencies, closing schools should be considered only as a measure of last resort when there is an explosion of a case which cannot be controlled by other measures. China on Friday rejected U.S. accusations it's failing to stop human trafficking and said Washington has no right to criticize due to its history of racial discrimination. Beijing was among 17 governments that were warned Thursday of potential U.S. sanctions over human trafficking, adding to tension with Washington. Others include Malaysia, Russia, and Nicaragua. Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Weibin said they firmly opposed the U.S., quote, unfounded accusations against China based on lies and rumors. The U.S. State Department ranked China among Tier 3 governments that said it failed to meet minimal standards to stop trafficking. It cited estimates that as many as 25 million people, many of them women and children, are victims worldwide. But China's foreign ministry spokesman cited American mistreatment of blacks and American Indians and what he said were reports that few people trafficked to the United States for forced labor have been rescued. A 30-year-old woman who caused a mass pileup at the Tour de France over the weekend was released from police custody on Friday but ordered to appear in court in October. The woman has not been named but was arrested on Wednesday in question over the crash caused by a large cardboard sign during the first stage of the race. A statement from the prosecutor's office says she's been ordered to appear in court October 14th where she could face charges of negligence and causing body harm. The woman told investigators she felt ashamed of her stupidity and was alarmed by the level of public interest in the case. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.